One thing I don't know is that the lights turn on. So I was wondering, but go ahead. We'll find out.
The lights did not work, but at least the heat was on inside what will be the Stony Moose as co-owner Mark Woodward leads me through a maze of building material.
Watch your feet here. Yep. Coming through.
The space is a former restaurant that the building owner is using to store a bunch of stuff as he continues to improve a jazz club next door.
In about a week, everything in here will be gone except for the display cases that we'll use.
Okay.
We'll use these for the store, but everything else in here is going to be out.
We're in the downstairs part of the building now, and while we came in through the street entrance, that's not going to be the entrance to the cannabis club. Woodward says customers instead will enter through the alley next to the building. That accomplishes two goals. One, it reduces the likelihood of lines forming on the busy sidewalk, and two, it adds to the speakeasy atmosphere that Woodward and his business partner Eric Reamer hope to create.
Because we think that that matches the atmosphere of this neighborhood. I mean
the neighborhood being like a former red light district.
Red light district, actually, historic Creek Street. And so I'll have the security guard sitting right here. So, and that's why you notice there's no latch on that door. And so what he'll do is he'll knock like the special code knock or whatever. And that'll allow you access.
The building is on Stedman Street, but Creek Street, with all its former brothels turned tourist shops, is right across the creek. And Woodward says the view of the creek is a big reason why he believes the cannabis lounge will work. Upstairs is where you really see that money view. It's a clear, cold winter day, and all the colorful buildings lining the creek glow in late afternoon light.
This, to me, is I think the area of the lounge that's going to be to set this store apart from any other in the world. And that is, you have an area where you can consume legal cannabis in a controlled and safe setting, and you're looking at an active salmon stream right out there. I mean, this looks like Hollywood.
Here's the plan. Customers show their IDs at the alley door to gain entry. Show them again to a host or hostess who escorts them to a retail counter and arranges seating. IDs are shown a third time, just in case, to the salesperson at the retail counter. After they've purchased cannabis, customers are taken to their seats either downstairs or upstairs, smoke their joint or consume their edible product, and within a certain time frame, leave. Woodward says the time limit will help limit consumption.
You'll essentially get your table for a half-hour block. And so once your block is done, most likely we think around 70% of the clientele are just going to get up and walk out the door, even before that.
If customers want to stay longer, they can purchase some more cannabis and stay another block, but there is a limit to how much they can buy in one visit. Proposed on-site consumption regulations call for a limit of 10 milligrams for edibles or up to a gram of smokable weed. Woodward says all of those limits should help alleviate concerns some residents have had about zombie-like tourists wandering Ketchikan after smoking pot. And Woodward says a lounge will make it less likely that tourists will buy pot and then smoke it illegally in public.
We are looking at estimates of 400 people, cruise ship visitors a day, want to consume cannabis. And so two things are going to happen. Either they come into this lounge where it's controlled, where they're not walking around and going on show and bar trail or whatever, and you have that controlled, or if it doesn't pass, they're going to have people walking everywhere. And do you want to write 100 tickets a day?
The Stony Moose's business plan is based primarily on the on-site consumption lounge, but there are plans for a small retail space where people can purchase cannabis to take home. That will be separate from the lounge, though, built on what's now a small open deck at the back of the building.
It's the smallest out of anything we've seen so far, and that's for a reason. You know, we again think that we're going to be serving the people that are in the downtown core rather than a ton of Ketchikanites, although we will, you know, do both because, you know, Jason's opening up a store.
Woodward was referring to Jason Kalenko, who also received a state license approval and is planning a retail-only store on Water Street. Woodward also mentioned Cannabis Corner, currently under construction, which will be outside of city limits on the north end of the road system. He says those shops will adequately serve the needs of most local customers.
And so, you know, we've kind of told those guys, that's our focus, the lounge.
Woodward and Reamer expect to open this spring, pending state approval of on-site consumption regulations. Woodward hopes local government officials and other cruise ship cities throughout Southeast will support those regulations, even if they don't approve of legalized marijuana, because
it's here. Whether take the question of the morals out of it and just realize, well, it's a product that's going to be here and it's going to be served. And so how much control do we want to have on that?
Alaska's on-site consumption regulations won't be finalized this year. Public comments on those draft rules will be accepted through January 13th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.